The mental health condition of prospective drivers might soon be part of tests conducted by the Driver and Vehicle Licensing Authority, DVLA. The acting chief executive of the VLA, Rudolph Beckley, said this when the Committee on Roads and Transport paid a working visit to their offices. He said the idea is to promote high standards in driving and ensure drivers operate in the right frame of mind. Mr. Beckley told the committee that due to the computerization of the processes at the DVLA, it is living up to its mandate. Augustus Akwe was with the team.
The Driver and Vehicle Licensing Authority was required under DVLA Act 1999, Act 569, to promote good driving standards and ensure that only roadworthy vehicles ply the roads. The acting chief executive, Rudolph Beckley, said the computer-based driving test, which was rolled out recently, has begun to yield dividends.
Any applicant who is desirous of acquiring a driver's license must go through three kinds of tests, one of which is a medical test to assess the person's medical background, his vision, his epileptic condition. If the brain is not functioning that well to be able to comprehend the issue and form judgment, then it means that you are putting yourself and other road users in a great risk. And that is why we are teaming up with a psychiatric hospital, especially with a medical report, to indicate that before we proceed on any licensing, we must know your medical history. So that if the history tells that no, you are not eligible to use the road or to perform any function that will put a little bit of stress on your system, then we advise ourselves accordingly. Second type of test is what we call the theory test, where you'll be put into an exam condition to assess your knowledge of road rules. And if you pass, the system quickly gives you a pass on the screen. If you fail, you know it there and then certificate will be printed for you. So therefore, it reduces fraud, it reduces impersonation, it reduces influences by examiners who will not examine you properly and then give you out this license. We are now drawing some level of sanity into the whole system.
He said the introduction of a payment verification system at the authority has almost eliminated the faking of DVLA receipts by middlemen, popularly called guru boys. On the issue of fake licenses, he advised people to use the appropriate channels in acquiring genuine licenses. Mr. Beckley mentioned DVLA's inability to regularize the employment of more than half of its staff as a major challenge. The members of the Committee on Rules and Transport of Parliament charged the DVLA to strive to expedite the transactions involved in registering vehicles as well as conducting the driver's test in the local languages. The committee members were later taken to a private vehicle testing center at Oyibi in the Greater Accra region, Bensam Auto Services Limited, to know at first hand the level of private sector participation in ensuring cars in the country are in proper condition before drivers are permitted to use them.
Augustus Akwe filed that report.